You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
Hello, it's Jenny Baxter here and welcome to Treasuring Mothers. And we're going to talk about family fitness. It's good to have Jodie Sargeson here, our fitness and wellbeing expert on Treasuring Mothers. Hi, Jodie. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Jenny.
That's good. Now, we've talked a little bit in past shows about mothers with very small children and some of the challenges they face in trying to get fitness going. And that's true for everyone. We all have challenges in getting fitness going. So I just wanted to talk to you today a little bit about what it would mean for someone who is working full-time or part-time or full-time with older kids, maybe teenagers, going off to soccer on Saturday mornings, doing the netball run during the week for training. How do they fit things in like fitness and putting yourself first? I know it's important to do it, but how do you do it when we're so time poor?
Oh, Jenny, and I look, the word that I'll use behind that is often we feel guilt. Mm. I know as a mum, I felt guilty if I was taking time out for myself on top of all the other things, the commitments that I had going on. So right from a young age with my little babies. Now, what I did was reminded myself that for them to see what I am doing, that is the life that I want them to have too. I want them to be healthy and active. So right when they were little babies, I'd bring a bouncer out to the gym with me. So my little child would be, this little being would be there watching mum doing her fitness program.
Yeah.
And breaking it into bite-sized pieces. So reminding myself it could be 10 minutes mm-hmm. at a time. For me, I loved to get that 30 minutes in. So I would revisit that 10 minutes, sometimes three times, separately during the day.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was fantastic for me. I felt fulfilled and I got through. Now, with that, I also looked at some different options. So with the baby, we used to put our little guys when they were toddlers into, it was actually a nappy box. My husband and I would tie a rope onto there and we'd race them around the house. So whatever it might look like for you, there's many options that you can play with to make it fun.
So you would drag them behind you, is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We don't need to go to a gym and have a sled.
No.
Now, so I'm just going to throw out some crazy options and things that we did. Putting the child in a backpack. So going for a walk with the child in the backpack or doing housework with the child in the backpack. Mm. That can often keep them happy as well.
Yeah.
Step-ups. I've got some photos of me doing step-ups with one of my little guys in a backpack. And, we really getting through the housework was the best one, I think, because then you had that fulfillment of those things at the same time. Now, stepping into a next phase when your child is a little bit larger, how do you keep them entertained when they're tearing around? All they want to do is sit on top of you when you're trying to do some push-ups or those sort of things. And then you start looking at using them as the weight for you as well.
Oh,
use them as
okay.
the tools. Make it fun.
Yeah.
So picking them up and throwing them up in the air, using strong technique, of course, so we're avoiding any injuries and keeping it safe. You've always got to focus on safety first.
Yeah. I know with one of my little guys, he didn't walk. He stopped crawling and he ran. Like he literally was off he went. And all of a sudden I was after him. It was just really hard to keep him in line at
it
that
is.
Age. Yeah.
That is the most challenging stage. Mm. And that's when we looked at using things like that child becomes part of a game because it's all a game to them. It's so fun. Mm. So we might do a little set of push-ups and then we'd run down the hallway and back again. We might do some squats together where we cuddle because they love that physical contact. It's good for everybody. Mm. So we work through and set yourself a few little ideas of what you might like to do. Second to that, I'd always set up stations. So we might have some of their favorite activities, Play-Doh, I'd often have three different stations. So you keep it fresh. So you move from the Play-Doh to the little book area. So you've always got something that's exciting coming
fresh,
up for them
yep.
as well.
Thank you for joining me on Treasuring Mothers today. I've been speaking with Jodie Sargeson, our fitness and wellbeing expert, about getting fit as a family. And now she's going to tell us a little bit about how to do that with teenagers in the mix. Yeah, so that's a challenge, Jodie, isn't it?
Now, this can be a really challenging one. I actually had a lot of mothers, our parents, working out with their children. And what I found was that created a child that wanted to be there. I actually turned my focus onto the child. And then they'd be going home to write programs for their mum or their dad. So it would involve the whole family. I started out with mums, but I found that dads wanted to then have a piece of it too. So it was the most effective tool that I had. The child would get that value in creating something that was for their parent.
Mm-hmm.
They would get the health and well-being through activity with their parents, and the whole family would connect. It was just a beautiful way to be healthy and well and to build relationships.
So that meant that you were counselling the teenager, or you were working with a teenager who would go home to mum and dad. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, I actually combined the classes. So I had fitness classes that were more focused on the parent, but then I flicked that focus over to the child.
Okay.
So sometimes it was just the school students or teenagers. Then they would go home and task their family. And I always gave them homework so they would come back and report to me. And it was just amazing to hear their testimony of what was going on in their home.
Yeah. So now if a mother or a dad's listening to this now and wanting to get their kids away from the screens, what do you recommend to get them moving and help them out?
Oh, if it's the screen they're after, why not use a fitness DVD? One that seems to be very highly received and well received through teens is things like body combat or the boxing kind of ones, and having that teen doing it with them. It's the best stress release as well, especially if you were going through exam time or that kind of thing, and doing it together. My husband and myself and my two little boys have done it. I've got some photos of us. It's quite funny. But also my sister and her family, who do have teens, they've been doing that at home as well. So it's a really effective tool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'd be interesting, wouldn't it, setting up a little family studio in front of the TV and seeing what you can come up with. So,
yeah, be creative.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Great. So any more tips today, Jody?
I guess that was probably the key ones I wanted to touch base on, those key focuses. Make it fun. Make it so the child has buy-in at whatever age it is. So they've got value. They often will then start asking you, Mummy, when are we doing the fitness? And the other thing, Jenny, is there are a lot of spaces that recognise this now, and there are boot camps that are child-friendly. Those kind of environments, not just boot camp, there's many different avenues where you can bring your children along. And rather than child-minding, I love the ones where the children are involved and they are around. So please explore.
Yes, that's great. Great reminder. Thanks so much, Jody. Good to talk to you today about fitness and giving us some breaking the mold ideas on how we might do that with our families. It's Jody Sargeson, our fitness and wellbeing expert on Treasuring Mothers.
Thank you, Jenny.
That was part two of the interview with Jody Sargeson about family fitness. To listen to part one, why don't you head to treasuringmothers.com? This is Jenny Baxter, and thank you for joining me today. Bye for now.